Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. She wears many hats in our community. MJ Thompson is on the phone line with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, and they have something very special coming up. Good morning, MJ.
Good morning. We do have something really special. We're lighting up Stratford. And Light Up Stratford has been going on for many years for the CBIC committee. And the contest is taking place from Thursday to Sunday, December 8th to 11th. And it is inclusive of those dates. So there are teams of two that go out to all five wards, and they judge all the lighting. So you want to make sure that in the dusk hours, from the Thursday to the Sunday for these dates, that you have your best display going on for the Christmas season. The judging is going to be completed by Monday, December 12th, and all the winners will be announced on our Facebook page, and I'm sure that they will be in the newspaper and on the radio news as well. So we're hoping that everybody participates.
Oh, it's such a great idea. Light Up Stratford with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. Great to see it back. Again, it's Thursday, December 8th through to Sunday, December 11th. And MJ, you know, folks can get really creative with something like this.
Oh, they absolutely can, because what happens in each of the five Stratford wards, there'll be a winner and a runner-up. So, you know, this is the judges are people that decorate their own homes, so they're looking for creativity, you know, a unique light display, or, you know, it could be a myriad of things. So you want to make sure that you have your best display on. There's also going to be a company in the industrial commercial business sector that will be chosen as well. There won't be a runner-up in that category. There have been honorable mentions in the past, so get your lights on.
Get your lights on for sure. It is Light Up Stratford with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee. Of course, so we'll share all the details on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and with mystratfordnow.com. Again, there's winners and runners-up to be chosen from the five wards in Stratford. And I know people look forward to this each and every season, MJ, and it's so great to see it back once again.
Yeah, we're happy that it's back. I think that, you know, the hiatus with COVID, I mean, the reality is a lot of people didn't get enthused to do things through that first big winter event with COVID, and I think what's happened now is people are ready to get back to doing the things that they love. So,
well, we look forward to when the winners and runners-up will be announced, but in the meantime, get creative with Light Up Stratford. As we are, you know, getting into the winter season, gosh, we have this with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, Light Up Stratford. Soon it will be Lights on Stratford, and then MJ, once we get into February for the Family Day weekend, it will be Stratford Winterfest.
Oh, you got it. So we're pretty excited about that, too. We've got a lot of great things coming up this year. I mean, it's been a couple of years of no event and a limited event, so we're hoping that our one-day event on the Saturday of Family Day weekend will be an exciting opportunity for families to get out and play outside in the winter.
At Upper Queen's Park, absolutely picturesque for the city of Stratford. So in the meantime, get creative with Light Up Stratford. Details with Civic Beautification and Environmental Awareness Committee, MJ Thompson, with all the details. Thanks so much for this, MJ.
Have a great day.